Hi, I'm Scott.
And I'm Michelle, and we're the owners of the Main Street Mouse.
And this is the Main Street Mouse Weekly Podcast, show number 181 for March 31st, 2025.
For your safety, remain seated with the doors closed, keeping your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside while the tram is moving. And supervise your children.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion.
Because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Soaring to tower. We are ready for takeoff.
Dead men tell no tale.
I know not who you are, nor how I came to find you. But may I just say, I...
Everybody, here we go.
Hello everybody, it's Monday.
Happy Monday. Happy. We are live on location from
the Riviera Resort.
Yes, we are. We're at Disney's Riviera Resort. We are sitting close to the water where their little fire pit is, and where we are sitting, we can see the Skyliner going across to
Caribbean Beach.
You'll hear a little bit of music in the background because we are by the pool, and there's the regular resort music playing too. So yeah, you're in for a real treat today.
You are. I can't stop dancing.
Oh my gosh.
Dance machine.
Really?
Okay.
It is beautiful out here. It is a gorgeous sunny Florida day. It is going to be in the upper 80s, mm-hmm. But it's not like super bad yet. It's not like summer 80s. It's like spring 80s.
I like how you say that, yet.
Well, because we know what's coming.
We know the inferno of heat is coming soon.
It is coming soon. So it's so weird because I'm sitting here getting some sun while we're doing this.
See, it's a twofer. You get to record the show and get some sun.
I am so white from being, you know, covered all winter long. I mean, I'm like ghostly. So this is going to work out good for me, I hope.
So we're going to go to the Haunted Mansion after this.
Yeah, I'll blend.
So the last week, we haven't really done a lot. Last Wednesday, we recorded a Daydream Leaving podcast, and you had me on as a special guest.
I did. I wanted to talk about, like, so I've been, last few weeks I've been talking about things that, like, reminiscing and different things, and Scott wanted me to get back to some of my more personal thoughts and such. So we had a nice conversation about what it means to be successful.
Yes, and what it means to you personally.
Yes, how we can all measure success on a different scale, I guess you could say, because what I view as success, as opposed to what you do or anybody else, it really is a huge difference of opinions. It's not like a blanket thing.
Yeah, I mean, I know most people, when you say the word success, they automatically think financial success. I tend to look at it differently. I look at it as you can be successful in many things. Financial success is a wonderful thing. Don't get me wrong at all. I would love to be financially successful.
God, that makes it sound super
but
pathetic.
I look at how you can be successful in other ways of your life. So you can be successful in your family. You can be successful with your friends. You can be successful in anything you do.
Yeah, and also you have to find some sort of way to believe in yourself, and then the success will come.
But, exactly.
And I think a lot of the message, I don't want to go over everything we talked about. You're going to have to listen to the Daydream Believing podcast if you want to know the whole story. But I think that sometimes we just have to believe in ourselves even when it's hard.
Yeah, that's the perfect way to say it. You always have to believe in yourself.
Yeah, and I've been on the struggle bus for a long time, so it's kind of therapeutic for me to talk about it, too.
That's true. It really does. And who knows who it helped?
Hopefully somebody. Yeah, actually, I got two emails so far about it, so that's kind of a nice thing.
That is a really nice thing, because it just came out on Thursday.
Thursday,
well,
yeah.
Actually, Friday, because we had an issue. So it didn't drop till Friday, but it's out. So go Daydream Believing Podcast. You can get it from any of your preferred podcast providers. It's also on the Main Street Mouse website. On the main page there in the right side column, you can see Daydream Believing Podcast, and you can subscribe right there and get them delivered to your tablet, your phone, your computer every week.
Yeah, just like you do here.
Exactly. So last Thursday, Friday, actually this whole past weekend, Thursday through yesterday, it was the Disney Dreamers Academy here at Walt Disney World.
Yes, so we were invited to cover the event, And if you're not familiar with what it is, they bring in 100 kids from all over the place, like high school kids that actually apply to the Dreamers Academy. And it's kind of like a workshop for the weekend to give these kids motivation and a little extra push to, you know, stay the course and pursue your dreams, mm-hmm. whatever they may be, whatever career you want to, you know, whatever career you want. It seemed to be a lot career oriented, didn't it?
It did. And they said that there was tens of thousands of applications, and they narrowed it down to just 100 of these kids who get brought here with a parent for the 4-day weekend. And they go through seminars. They meet all kinds of different people to help them just get on the right career path and stuff like that. And a lot of them, some of their dreams are just absolutely amazing.
I know.
I wish in high school I had thought the way they do.
Yeah, you and me both. I guess, you know, but when, you know, they're actually asking what, you know, what is your dream? Like, or what do you want to be? What do you want to do with your life? And I admire these kids because they seem to know exactly what they want to do. And I know when I was their age, I kind of had a plan and a backup plan and then a third backup plan.
And what are you doing now?
None of it. None of it.
Isn't that the truth? I don't think either one of us are. Neither one of us had on our list when they went around that day in school and said, what do you want to be when you grow up? Never did it mention Disney writer. Never did it mention women's clothing owner.
No, that's for sure.
Working with the media. That was never on there either. Because I was shy. You were too. We're both kind of shy then, so to do what we do now, it's kind of weird that we're doing it.
It kind of is, but it just goes to show you, back to the whole success thing, you never know what's going to happen. And
no.
Some things you just can't predict, but I like the idea that these kids had, like some of them want to be engineers or, you know, different types of careers that are like high goals.
Right.
And good for them.
Yeah, oh yeah, great for them. They actually had what they called their dream ambassador. Dream Ambassador, I think is what they called him.
Yeah.
Who was Tyler James Williams, who you might know, he was on the show Everybody Hates Chris.
Yes, and is now on Abbott Elementary.
Abbott Elementary. He's done some other things, but we got to talk to him a little bit on Friday, correct? No, Thursday.
Thursday
we got to talk to him.
And so, I don't know, it's so funny, I was telling Scott that I go into like major reporter mode, and I always ask harder questions, like just like I did with Manit. You
yes.
know, when we talked about how I asked her something more in depth.
Right.
And I did the same with him, being that, you know, he's been in the acting field since he was 4.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know how it feels or what it's like to, you know, be, you know, the ambassador to this event that, right. you know, they're teaching children, you know, to achieve and whatever else. And, like, how important is that role for you to be able to do that?
Right.
And it's on our socials, by the way. But he said something like it's almost like passing the baton down.
It is.
And it's, you know, kind of like how it's supposed to go. Like, if you become a success, then it's kind of up to you to pass that along so that the next generation can also have the same goals or same ambition that you have.
Right, and that's exactly what he said. He said that these are the people who are going to be in charge one day.
Yep.
And by getting them ready now at this young of an age is going to make it easier as they get older to handle things and deal with things. And I don't know, it's just, it was such a fantastic event, just seeing the enthusiasm, the speakers, just everything about
it. The hype guy was pretty awesome.
The hype guy, he's been at D23 the last couple of times we've been there. He hosts the Masquerade.
Yes, he does hyping out at Disneyland. That's his home base. And I believe his name is Preston, right?
Preston, yep.
And he is just like, he's just got so much energy. I wish I had a fraction of that.
And his suits are amazing.
He does wear some pretty great
suits. His suits are so cool. They're not the basic black or white or blue suits. They are just, they're off the charts awesome. So just a great guy. We did get to talk to him a little bit after one of the interviews we did. We got to talk to him for a few minutes because Michelle was asking him if he was going to be part of the Disneyland 70th media event that we'll be out there for.
Because I'm always asking questions because it's kind of my job and I don't know how to shut it off. So
exactly.
I was just curious.
So one thing, I don't know if you read this, so at the end of Dreamers Academy, they have a ceremony.
Yep.
Where they just basically congratulate the kids for passing through the whole organization. And it's just not all work. They come down here, they get to spend a lot of time in the parks. They had a dessert party for them, fireworks on Thursday. They get to do a lot of the fun stuff as well as the seminars and such.
Right.
So two of the kids were invited by Tyler to go on the set of Abbott Elementary.
I didn't know that.
So they are flying them to and their families to on set to be able to see it. And then one out of the 100, one of them was voted by all the peers and the people in charge and all that, that he won, he or she, I can't remember, I apologize if it was a boy or girl, but they won a expense paid trip for their family to come back to Walt Disney World, as well as a Disney cruise.
Wow.
For their family by, and it was the person who was voted by the group that was there, the 100 people plus the chaperones and the speakers and all that, and whoever got the most votes won that award, and this person won it. So,
oh, that's really nice.
So I thought that was really cool that not only do they get all this information, they get to come to Disney World for a small weekend trip and such, but they could actually win something a lot more.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of these kids have never been to Walt Disney World, so, because during the opening ceremonies, when they mentioned about spending time in the parks, the kids, like, cheered every time.
Okay, so that was all we really did, though, was the Dreamers Academy this weekend. We really kind of...
Don't you want to talk about the event Friday night?
Oh, I forgot all about that, because it wasn't really... It was Dreamers Academy, but it wasn't. It was for the Dreamers Academy Media, I guess you could say.
Yes, it was for media, and...
Sorry, I forgot all about that.
And it looked like there was a lot of cast there, too.
Yes.
From people that were helping run the weekend, I guess you could say.
Yes. So what they did was, it was a kind of a what's coming to Disney World for the future of this year. Because it was nothing way out. It was all stuff that's happening this summer.
Yeah, it was really all about the summer and everything that's coming. Now, they had put out more information last week about the two new shows. Actually, three new shows.
Yes.
You know, we put that information out, but we got to hear actually the people that are creating these shows talk right. about it.
Yes.
And let's start with Villains first.
I can't wait.
So, all right, so... Unfairly Ever After is what it's called.
Yes.
And we got to learn about what the concept is going to be. Like all of these villains all are kind of pleading their case is what he
right.
said.
I'm not as bad as everybody makes me out to be.
Yeah, type of thing.
They're misunderstood.
They're totally misunderstood.
kind of like you say about Loki.
He's misunderstood. I feel bad for him. But there's a whole like a bunch of villains are partaking in this
yes.
show. And so somebody asked me a really good question on TikTok that I didn't know the answer to, that I probably should, but I don't.
Okay.
They asked me if the villains show is going to be all screens and such, or is there going to be actually villains there?
So there's going to be three actual there.
Okay.
And that's Cruella, Hook, and Maleficent.
Okay.
They are part of the show. There will be... There are photos of them that are going to come to life around the stage, the set of the stage. So if you've seen any of the artwork, there's pictures and such that go all the way around the stage, and that's where all the different villains are going to show up and talk. But there is going to be three of them there in person with you as part of the show.
Oh, see, I'm glad that you were paying closer
yeah.
attention to me.
So if you follow Disney Live Entertainment on Instagram, they put out some videos of like, they're hosting up the Magic Mirror. Cause this is all the Magic Mirror is doing this whole thing, putting this together.
Yep.
So make sure you go take a look at that Disney Entertainment's Instagram, Live Entertainment Instagram. But yeah, I think the show's going to be actually really good.
Yeah, I think so too. I hope that helicopter isn't killing our noise. It is noisy
so.
Out here, y'all.
No, I'm looking at our sound.
Okay.
It's still pretty good.
It is noisy.
And this new show, which will debut May 27th, so the day after Memorial Day, at Hollywood Studios, will be in the show place where the Cars, Lightning McQueen's
Racing Academy
uh-huh. was. But they said they're redoing the entire theater. The pictures I've seen, it doesn't even look like the same theater. They said
no.
It's going to be comfortable seating in there. It's going to be another place to escape the heat in the summer.
Yeah, but I think this is going to be way more entertaining than the Lightning McQueen thing.
I think so.
Which is weird because I want to say my Facebook memories today
talked
about the media event for that.
Oh, really?
6 years ago.
Oh, wow.
I know.
And it's been closed for two.
Has it been that long?
Yeah. When I was looking at the blog last week when the news came out, I was rereading it. I was reading it said 2 years it's been closed.
Huh.
Which is
kind of
crazy. So we had a media event in there a couple years ago. For Fantasmic, when they brought that back, that's where they had the media event, was in there.
Yes, they had snacks and stuff in there.
Yeah, so we got to go in there then. But I hadn't been back there. I actually forgot it even existed back there.
Did you really?
I did. I forgot all about that little space. So it's just past Rock and Roller Coaster. There's a gate you go through and you're back there.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a good time.
I'm excited.
I am too. So also debuting on the same date is
yes,
the new Little
at the
Mermaid
same park.
Show. Yeah,
Hollywood, yes.
And we're talking Hollywood Studios.
So the Little Mermaid, a musical adventure.
Yeah.
is coming to the studio, or is reopening, I guess you could say.
But it's like all, it's all revamped.
Yes, all revamped. Two more songs have been added, so now there'll be four songs total in the show. New puppets. They're saying the technology, though, they've really stepped up the technology that's going to be part of that show. It's going to be a lot better experience.
Well, you know, and it needed it because it was, I mean, it was a cute show, but it, you can tell it was dated.
Yes.
Like, they needed updates for it.
Yeah, so I'm glad they're doing this. They need these kind of updates to happen. I just wonder how much the timing is perfectly aligned with Epic Universe opening.
Oh.
That this new stuff is happening at Walt Disney World the same time
The
same, like, within 5 days of the day Epic opens, this all opens.
Well, you know how you're going to find out if that's the case?
Huh.
If they announce the date for the nighttime parade at Magic Kingdom.
Yes. If it's around that same time.
Yeah, because they have not given us a date yet. I talked to our PR rep, and she said the date is coming soon.
Right.
So last week, speaking of the nighttime parade, they gave us a peek at another float, which I, truth be told, huge disappointment for me.
Yeah.
It's a Wish float, and I read the feedback online, and people were like, why? And it's not that it was a crappy movie necessarily. It just didn't do that well.
Right.
And people were like, it would have been better suited for just Disney Plus.
Right.
And they just didn't understand. Because we've talked about it before. The Wish movie, they put out a bunch of merchandise like 2 months ahead of time. They started doing all these things.
Meet and greets in the park before the
movie.
Before you even knew who the person, what the main character was, they were doing meet and greets in the park with it.
Exactly. And then, like, shortly after the movie came out and didn't do as well as they had hoped, they started clearancing all the merchandise out. So, from a standpoint of somebody who lives here and pays attention to what goes on at the parks and such, I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Now, they haven't announced all the floats yet. I'm still keeping my fingers crossed for a Tangled float because it would make sense because she has magical hair that glows when she sings.
It would be cool if her float was actually the boat.
Yes.
Coming down the street.
And her hair all
And her hair up. Her hair could be strung through the whole boat.
Are you
all
listening,
the way around
Disney?
The
this is a great idea.
I think that could be done.
Yeah.
And lanterns hanging all around it.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so somebody here would cry buckets.
I'm sure you would.
I would love that, though. I mean, we just need some more Tangled.
I know, you never can have enough Tangled.
Because there isn't any. We got a bathroom. Big deal.
But everybody uses that bathroom. It probably gets more attendance in that bathroom than some of the rides do.
And they have a photo op outside the bathroom.
I wonder if there's more people that use that bathroom than go and say Country Bears.
Well, yeah. I mean, I would say. But you know what, though? Okay, so gross, though. Like, that bathroom is super trafficked, so by mid-afternoon it gets pretty nasty in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of smells.
Well, they have Tangled in other parks, so you can only hope one day they'll bring more here.
I will jump for joy. You will hear me scream if they announce a Tangled float.
I know you want to get out to the Tangled ride. That was that in Hong Kong?
I believe so. Someplace I'll never go.
You could.
Oh, please.
You can fly.
I can't fly that far.
You can fly.
No, I can't because I would have a major meltdown heart attack.
You take some sleepy pills. You go to sleep.
Oh, my God. I don't think there's enough sleepy pills to get me over there, but... I mean, you know what? It would really have to depend. Like, I feel like I could swing Paris because it's not as far.
Yeah.
But, like, when you go way overseas, those are long flights.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, that one's a long flight.
Yeah, no. So I'll just watch videos online.
But you'll never get to experience it then, unless they bring a version of it here, which I don't understand. So it seems like the international parks get versions of get these rides that they never bring a version of them to the U.S.
And truth be told, their rides are more high-tech and they're better over there, which really annoys me because our parks, I wish we had that kind of technology. I wish that our parks were more with it like they are overseas like that.
Oh, yeah. The Pirates ride in, what is that, in
that's Shanghai?
That Pirates ride is absolutely amazing.
I think the other one was Tokyo Disneyland or Tokyo Disney Sea.
That's
where the Rapunzel one is.
That's where it is.
Yeah.
But just these rides that some of these other parks are getting internationally, and I get it. It gets people to go to these parks.
Not me.
Not you. But the majority, 95% of the people would say, you know what? I'm going to go there and check it out.
But can people... Yeah, I'm gonna play devil's advocate here. A lot of people struggle to go to the parks here in the States.
Paris is actually cheaper for us to go to than it is for us to go to Disneyland, California.
Oh, fair enough.
So,
but those overseas overseas flights, like all the way to like Tokyo or wherever, those are not cheap flights.
No, they're not. You gotta really do your research to find the cheapest time to go.
Or book it as far out as you can and just pay. We were just talking about that. Sidebar. We stopped and had a sandwich at the walk-up. And so a couple of sidebars. We're going to sidebar a sidebar. All right, first of all.
It's a side sidebar.
It is. It's like a side sidebar. Okay, no offense, but the food here at the Riviera, the walk-up food, I mean, is not as good as it used to be. It's not. And because, like, they have a grilled chicken sandwich that used to be my favorite. It was like a restaurant chicken sandwich.
You bragged about it. I remember you used to, oh my gosh, that's the best chicken sandwich in all of Florida.
Yeah. Now.
Now it's not.
It's just a plain, nasty piece of chicken, and it kind of tasted like an ashtray, if I'm being completely honest. And
it can't compete with Chick-fil-A.
Oh, I'd take Chick-fil-A over that sandwich any day. and then they didn't have, like, the fries used to be absolutely delicious. Now they're just, like, regular park fries and bleh. Huge disappointment there. But anyway, back to money. We were sitting there, and Scott was like, I wonder how much it is to stay here for the night.
Right, and keep in mind right now, it's still in the spring break time period, but spring break, it's slowed it this week, because we checked the times guides, deciding where we were going to record, we kind of went through the parks to see what the wait times and such were for the parks. They really aren't that busy today.
Not today, anyway.
Not today, because we parked at the studios, took the Skyliner over here, and the studios parking lot was not super packed.
No, usually we have to park in the back of the lot, but... Yeah, anyway, so if you don't have an annual pass discount, it's right. Over $1,000 a night.
Yes.
Is it like $1,100 or something?
I think it was close to 11. With tax and everything, it'd be way over $1,100.
Yes.
It was
for
8
one
something
night.
With our discount. Current annual pass holder discount, I think, was at 35%, so it was $850, we'll say, just because I can't remember the exact number. But I searched property. I searched the entire Walt Disney World Resort to see what was available for tonight. Not that I can afford it, but I just wanted to see.
Yeah.
And some of the rates were up at like $1,400 a night. But some, like All-Star, I want to say Movies, was down to like $119 for tonight.
Yeah, it is. So I guess you got to shop around. And I don't get it because, like, you know, the rates change all the time. It depends on when you want to go. I honestly thought the All-Star resorts would be higher right now because from now till after Easter is various loads of spring breakers. So.
Oh, yeah. What was it? Coronado was about 200.
220, I think you said.
And Caribbean was 199.
Was that all it was?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a walk over. We're going to stay. I wish it were that easy. But yeah, so, and then we were walking, because we walked through the lobby, and I don't know, for those of you who have been to the Riviera, then you know what I'm talking about. But, there's stuff, there's places to sit outside. They have like bocce ball. They have different things. They have two pools.
They have a gelato booth.
There's a gelato booth.
Very similar to the one at Disney Springs over by the Lego store. I think it's the same company, but they have a gelato booth on the other side of the pool over here.
Yes, and not to mention they have Barriva is their walk-up bar where they have frozen drinks and such, which I did not hit, by the way. I'm just saying. Thought about it. But... So there's a lot to do here, and it's a beautiful, beautiful resort.
It is.
But if I'm spending, okay, first of all, I wouldn't. But let's say I spent $1,100 to stay here for one night. That would be quite the conundrum because you're spending a lot of money to stay at this resort.
Right.
So you want to, like, soak in everything that you can. But in the same token, like, you know, you have the Skyliner. I'm looking at the Skyliner as we speak.
Right.
And so I'm watching them go back and forth. You got one that goes back towards the studios. Then you got the other one that goes towards Epcot. So, you know, you want to utilize that, too, because you can and it's so easy.
I'm sorry. If I'm paying $1,100, I am requesting early check-in. I am requesting late
check-out.
And I am staying there till you hear housekeeping. You have to leave. No,
yeah,
I'm not leaving. I'm staying because I am not leaving until you boot me out of here if I'm paying that much for... Because you don't even get 24 hours.
No, you don't.
It's like 3 to 11 or something like that, or maybe 3 to noon or something like that.
I remember it used to be 4. You remember that when
check-in
used to be 4?
Oh my gosh, I forgot all about the 4
one. Which sucks because if you're spending, like you said, if you're going to a resort and you're spending money...
Yeah.
And here's another thing that always bothers me about that.
Okay.
Like, let's say you and I decided we're going to stay here tomorrow night, which we're not, but let's pretend.
Okay.
Like, if we can't check in till 3, let's say, right, or 4, it wastes an afternoon.
It does.
Because, like, I would want to go have lunch and sit by the pool, but we're not checked in yet.
Right. I think you could probably leave your bags at the bell desk and maybe just be here and maybe not checked in yet. But still, you want to be checked in. You want to be settled, because if you do want to go anywhere, if you're not going to stay at the resort, say you want to go to a park, you want to get your stuff out of your hands so you can go do your park stuff. Don't have to worry about
it. Right. But, you know, like, if they had an earlier check-in time, I think it would alleviate a lot of, like, what do I do with my stuff?
Yeah.
Or, like, okay, for example, like, if we've... when we've done 2-day staycations, let's say.
Yeah.
We always, like, we want to do 2 days because the first day is kind of a wash because you can't enjoy the resort in the afternoon because you're not
right.
checked in. So then
right.
we would take the next afternoon to enjoy the pool and
yes.
such. So it's almost like it forces you to have at least 2 days.
It does. It gets you to purchase an extra night so you can have that one more day to enjoy the resort, which... in my opinion, if you're coming down here to do parks, pick a moderate or value.
For
if
sure.
If you're coming here for maybe, if you're going to come here for a week and you're going to spend a couple days at the resort, a couple days at the parks, then maybe upgrade to a little bit larger of a resort, a nicer property. But if you're just going to come and you're going to be in the parks from rope drop to close, go the cheap route. Save
yeah.
yourself the money because...
or a moderate resort.
Or a moderate resort, which we've stayed at quite a few of the moderates over the years.
I like the moderate resorts.
They're very nice. And I would say that Caribbean Beach, we stayed here a couple years ago. We loved it. We were right by the pool. We were right by the Skyliner.
It's like all the amenities of...
the Riviera.
Of the Riviera, but just the other side of the water where it's cheaper.
I think when we stayed there, we even ate at the Riviera's walk-off.
I think we did.
I think we did.
Because the building we were at was closer to the Riviera than it was to the
yes.
pool and restaurant at Caribbean Beach.
Yes, it's
remember?
The one that's right by the Skyliner station here by the Riviera, where if you know the Caribbean Beach,
it's big.
You have to cross a bridge and you have to yep. walk through their pool area to even get to where their lobby and such is. So Riviera is a lot closer.
Yes, and some of these buildings, I'm looking at them right now, which is really weird, are so close to the Skyliner station and so close to the Riviera that it's better to just go over here and eat unless you want to walk all the way to that pool. But they have, so when we stayed at Caribbean Beach, they have little pools in the different sections, and we
yes.
went to the quiet pool. We didn't go to the big pool with the water slide.
And it was perfect because the Skyliner actually goes right over the pool.
Yeah, so when I was laying out in the sun and I heard the ding ding all the time, or the doo 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 doo.
Yeah.
And then the speech comes out, and it was funny because like it was just interesting to listen to them go by, and you could hear the announcements and the noises that they make. And it was kind of like, okay, it sounds stupid, but a little bit of extra magic because you could hear what was going on. And I really was like mesmerized. Like my beach chair was almost right underneath the Skyliner station, and I just sat and watched them go back and forth.
It's kind of cool, though, if you think about it. It's really kind of cool to do all that, but... Riviera is fantastic, but this little area right here with the Skyliner, like you said, you're close to the studios, not far from Epcot, also the boardwalk. If you go the other way, you've got Art of Animation and Pop
yeah, like
down the way.
The big hub that goes to Epcot or studios is diagonally from where we're sitting.
Yes.
And like you said, it's just either get on it and go to the studios or get on it and go to Epcot. Or if you want to go check out Art of Animation, check out their food court or whatever.
Right.
It's just a really good location. And now I really want to stay at Caribbean Beach.
No, I'd be happy to stay anywhere right now.
I know. I need a break so bad. I'm ready to crack.
Okay, so here's a question for you.
What?
Now, we've never been told that there's going to be an expansion. But do you think they'll ever expand the Skyliner
to go
other ways?
I wish they would.
I wish they would do it from here to Disney Springs.
Yes.
Because I think then this becomes the main hub
mm-hmm.
of people to stay here. Because you have Disney transportation, not just buses, to get anywhere.
And, like we were talking about last week, it is like, you know, impossible to park at the resorts.
It is.
So taking the Skyliner, that's what we had to do. So we knew we wanted to come to Riviera. We couldn't park here, so we had to park at the studios, walk to the Skyliner station, hop on the Skyliner, take it to the Caribbean Beach hub, then get back on and go to the Riviera side. So right. it's a hike. It is not easy to get anywhere.
But it's not bad.
No, this route I don't mind. You want to know what I hate? Okay, hate's a strong word. You know what annoys me?
Dislike.
Is getting to the hotels around Magic Kingdom because you have to go to the TTC.
Yes, the hotels around the Magic Kingdom are a pain for that very reason, like you said, the TTC. So last week when we recorded from the boardwalk, we had taken the boat from the studios to the boardwalk, but when we left the boardwalk, we decided to do the walking path back to the studios, which was not a bad walk.
No,
it wasn't really bad at all.
No.
So if you've ever done that
closer walk, than I thought.
It's a lot closer than I thought. I know we did it years ago.
And
it seemed like it was a lot longer than it really was.
Well, I think we had complaining kids with us too.
That could have been
why.
But yeah.
Or it was really hot, maybe.
It could have been really hot. But still, that walk just did not seem that bad. No different than walking across Magic Kingdom's parking lot.
Really?
Honestly.
You're right. And it almost feels a little quicker because you don't have to stop at the different stations
right,
or whatever.
Right.
It's a straight shot if you walk it. And it was not that bad, you know, if you have comfy shoes on and if it's not like 97
yes.
degrees, then...
And last week was nice. We had a breeze. It was a
oh
nice
Oh, my
day
God,
out.
Yeah. Even out here, it's hot, but when the sun goes in, it's still... The breeze is nice. It's not that soup weather yet.
No, we're not to the soup ever.
No,
because so when we get to soup weather, we'll probably jump in the pool.
Yeah.
And do the show from inside their pool.
We can't do that.
We could.
They don't let you. We could go to the pool in our neighborhood.
And record from down there.
Record from down there.
And we got kids jumping and screaming all around us.
Well, you know.
We'll have to see. But this is absolutely beautiful. I like doing these on-location recordings, though. I know this is our second week in a row doing it.
Well, the feedback we got was really good because... I had heard that people felt like, you know, they could hear the noises in the background
right.
and, you know, you could, you know, hear the wind blowing or hear different things. And it was kind of cool because,
right.
you know, sometimes people picture where you are.
Exactly.
Or it brings back a memory of you being there, you know?
That's true. What we should do is maybe one of these weeks we'll video live or we'll video record it all.
Yeah, for sure.
And then we can put that up and people can actually see where we were the whole time.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think we're gonna do these more often. As long as it's not pouring down rain.
Yeah, maybe it'll be our Monday outing. We'll just go find a new location.
And we get to explore more Walt Disney World, and we get to take you guys with us to tell you guys what we're seeing.
Yeah, I like could sit here for a while. I'm regretting not going to Bar Riva because it's so nice here.
Peaceful,
and I could watch the Skyliner all day.
It's very relaxing to watch the Skyliner. I remember when we stayed here on the TVs when it's just kind of in that mode where it's Welcome Atwood Family.
Yeah.
And it has a picture of the outside of the Riviera. You see the Skyliner. They have the computer-generated Skyliner moving back and forth on there. And you see the birds fly by every now and then.
The birds fly by and all that.
Yeah, it's kind of a boat every now and then through the water.
It's Disney magic.
It is Disney magic. It's really cool. But you want to do some news? Is that all the...
Sure.
Okay.
We can do news.
So there was actually quite a bit of news this week. We already touched on it a little bit, so I'll just remind you guys what we talked about. So go back all the way to last Monday evening, actually. It was when the first one came out. So a Goofy Movie is celebrating its 30th?
30th, yeah.
30th anniversary. So a whole new line of merchandise came out. And then I believe you said a new popcorn bucket dropped yesterday?
So yesterday, but it's going to Disneyland.
Of course it is.
Of course it is. I'm hoping that we get it here. Disneyland gets all the cool stuff. And if it does well, then they do it here, too.
Yeah.
But... You know,
they get all the cool stuff because we're going there in May.
Oh, I get what you just said.
Ah, yeah.
Funny, huh? but yeah, so they have the popcorn bucket. And speaking of popcorn buckets, the popcorn bucket ornaments dropped today.
Oh, I had seen something about those.
And they're different. They're not just the Cinderella one. It's all kinds of different popcorn buckets.
Okay.
But so I guess it's online if you go to the Disney store, and people were having a hard time finding them in the shops on property.
Oh, really?
So I have no idea. I just know that the chatter online was about these ornaments and people having a hard time getting them, but they're supposedly available now.
We should go to the Springs and look at the Christmas store there or the Christmas store at Magic Kingdom.
Somebody said they were out of them at Magic
Wow.
Kingdom.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean,
but you have people who want all of them, so they just go in there and spend all that money to buy
them.
Or
you have the personal shoppers that go in and buy them all up, and then you're screwed because they took them all.
Yeah, I don't like those people. Doctor Who's Season 2 trailer dropped. That's going to be coming to Disney+. We don't watch Doctor Who. Never have.
Who?
The doctor. The doctor of who? That's his last name. Doctor, or her name is Doctor who?
I don't know. Anyway.
Then we had an article come out this week. Just so you know, all these articles, I will have them in the show notes as a hyperlink to the actual article on the Main Street Mouse website, so you can go read if you want to get more information about it. We just kind of like to cover the news so you guys, in case you missed out on something, we can kind of refresh you a little bit in case you didn't know about it. There was another article that came out about three trailblazing females that work or have shops down at Disney Springs. Did you see that?
I did.
And was your new friend?
Winnie? Yes, she was one of them. And then there was a girl that that owns, her and her husband owned the little, like, letter bracelets.
Oh, okay.
And then another girl and her husband own, they're a marshmallow company. So they sell flavored marshmallows that go on desserts at Disney Springs.
Was that the marshmallows we had at Jollywood?
I don't know.
You know how they gave us marshmallow, champagne-flavored marshmallows on the way out of Jollywood last year?
I don't know. So I was reading that part, and so her and her husband, it started them by, they just liked marshmallows, and they were making flavored marshmallows in their kitchen. That's how their business started.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, right?
I guess everything has a purpose in that.
Who would have thought?
I don't like marshmallows that much.
I don't either, unless it's on a s'more with lots of chocolate.
And I'd rather have chocolate and graham cracker than sometimes I eat them without the
marshmallows. Graham crackers.
Yeah, those sound good too. Okay, I can't. I'm hungry. I don't know. The Edison is hosting a whiskey pairing event, which you can get tickets for. So I think we talked about that a little bit when we did the sip and stroll.
Yes.
This is another part in that series. So hopefully it's better than the one we were at.
Hopefully.
Last week when we were at Disney's Hollywood Studios, you got pictures of some of the new merchandise that was out at the time.
Little Mermaid merchandise.
Little Mermaid merchandise.
Oh my gosh.
Which is appropriate that it's at the studios with the ride getting ready to open there. The new show.
They have it other places too.
Yeah. Oh.
But I don't know if it came to the studios first.
Right.
That's where I saw it first. But then a couple days after I put out the info, Disney Springs put it out.
And sidebar.
What?
I'm calling a sidebar.
Why?
So the studios used to have a really good store that was half Marvel, half Star Wars.
Oh, boy.
No longer has it got hardly anything Marvel. I think it's got a couple of WandaVision purses. And it's even getting rid of a lot of the Star Wars stuff. So
right.
They're taking the one store that kind of had both, and they've kind of eliminated it to be normal park merchandise.
Yeah.
Not very happy. I feel like I feel Marvel one gets pushed to the side a lot at Disney.
It does.
And Star Wars, while Star Wars is in a lot of places, and they have Galaxy's Edge, so I get why they would take that out of the store at the studios, I just feel like they focus so much on the kids' stuff and the women's stuff that the men kind of get left out.
Are you bitter?
A little bit.
I think you are.
I'm a little bit bitter.
Well, you know, you're bitter about Marvel merch like I am about
exactly.
The lack of Tangled merch.
Yeah, so see, you should understand exactly where I'm coming from.
It shouldn't be all the same stuff all
no.
the time. Let's mix it up a little bit.
Come on, get rid of the Wish stuff and bring some Marvel. I wish...
I wish. You don't really see much Wish stuff in the store, by the way.
No, but you did see last year at the Springs for the tree stroll. They had the Wish tree, so.
Yeah, big waste. But they don't do the Tangled tree anymore, so whatever.
Yeah, figure that one out.
Whatever.
Okay. Anyway, sidebar over. Also, last week it came out that there's changes coming to Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger Spin.
Yes.
And there was some video and stuff that surfaced online about it's a new system, a new shooting system, a new gun system. That looks like it's going to be even easier.
Yes. So somebody told me when I put it out. Now, I can't verify that it is similar to the one out at Disneyland, which I haven't been on. So the shooty gun thing is now going to pick up off. It's not going to be stationary, stuck to your cart.
I like that.
You're going to be able to pick it up and shoot. Because how many times do you try to shoot something and the cart won't move
right.
to where you can get it? Well, now you're going to be able to shoot.
Or if you're shooting at one thing and I'm shooting at another thing, we both can't point the cart where we both need it to be. We both have to shoot at the same thing.
Right. Well, this, you're going to be able to use like a handheld gun.
Okay.
And, which I also like... There's going to be sensors, so if you hit it, it's going to light up and spin.
So you know you hit it. Okay.
Because right now, you just, like, hope for the best.
You wait to see if your points go up.
Yes.
That's the only way you
and
know if you're up.
Yeah. So, and they're getting, like, new ride vehicles.
Okay.
So it's supposed to close for refurb in August.
Okay.
And I think they said it's going to be closed for quite some time.
I'm sure it's going to take a while to replace, because all the carts are going to have to be replaced.
I want to say somebody said a year, but don't quote me on that.
Well, when we're in Disneyland, we should go ride the one out there so we can get some... insight into it, what it's going to be.
Compare.
Sure. So it's a comparison coming. Stay tuned. We already talked about Disney Villains and Fairly Ever After is coming, but there's an article with more details on our site, as well as The Little Mermaid, a musical adventure. There's more information on our site about that. Disney Travel dropped some new family deals that are coming out for this summer, I believe.
Yes, so their promo this year is called the Cool Kids Summer. And there's going to be extra, like, playscapes and different things around for kids. Discounts for kids, free dining, all this other stuff. So, obviously, our travel partner, MEI Mouse Fan Travel, will have it.
Yes.
We do have an article out there if you want to read everything that these deals include.
Yes, but you can always contact MEI Mouse Fan Travel, click any of our links on our site. It'll take you to their site, and then they can help you understand exactly the details. Because sometimes it gets the fine print really hard to understand.
Yeah, they can do it way better than we can.
Way better than we can. In Disney's California Adventure, they released something called the Sip and Savor Pass. Did you read about this? It's kind of interesting. So they have, I think it was four festivals or five festivals throughout the year. But you can buy this pass that works throughout all the festivals.
Oh.
So it works for, like, kind of how some places have the lanyard you buy, like you get 15 samples of food.
Like we always say they
should do, like at SeaWorld, like we're always saying they should do it at Epcot during the festivals.
Yes.
This is what this is going to be out in California Adventure. So I'm guessing they're testing it. And if it works out there, I could see them bringing it to Epcot because I think it would do really well at Epcot.
Well, being at Epcot is festivals all year round now.
Epcot, the showcase of festivals.
That's right.
Yeah, so I'll put more information. That'll be in the notes. Last week, Marvel had this big video thing that everybody sat online for like 32 and a half hours to watch. Some guy putting director's chairs out with names on the back of them. There's actually a video out there that's like 2 minutes long that actually breaks it down and shows you all the names on the chairs. But they announced the casting for the Avengers Doomsday film, which is coming out in May of 2026. They started filming on it, and this just announced who was going to be in it. No real surprises, except for the fact that they're bringing some of the X-Men from Fox that were some of the big names. Patrick Stewart, Sir Ian McKellen, James Marsden. Some of these people who played these characters on the Fox side of X-Men are going to be playing them in the Marvel
Universe. James Marsden is Prince Edward, so there's that.
Not related to Jason Marsden.
Not related, but that he will always be Edward in Enchanted. Anyway, go on.
Yes, but so there was nobody in the video. You're watching the video, and you see Chris Hemsworth in name announced. You see all these other, your boy Loki's back, Tom Hiddleston.
Which is exciting right
which
there.
Which is exciting for her. But they get all the way through this, you don't see any of these people, and then the very last chair is Robert Downey Jr. sitting there, and he looks at the camera and he makes the shh, don't say anything type face, gets up and walks away.
Yeah,
and that was the whole
people
thing.
People sat there all freaking day.
Hours.
Hours. I'm like, I don't have patience. Actually, when I first logged in, I thought it was stuck because it was just a chair.
It was just sitting
and
there.
Then Holly messaged me. She goes, are you watching this? Because it's not doing anything.
Yeah,
and I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to waste my whole day because I can't. I would rather have like the summary when it's over.
Right.
And I'm really glad I didn't sit there all day.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't either. But I did put out a blog that I listed all the names of who was announced, what character they play for Marvel. And also, I think there's going to be more characters announced. I think this isn't everybody who's going to be in the movies. I think that this is the ones they can safely tell you because they don't want to spoil anything.
Well,
like a new,
yeah.
I think the Young Avengers are coming, and I think that's going to be part of the new one. I'm surprised. I was hoping to see Deadpool on there. He's not on there, but I could definitely see them adding him to this list with Ryan Reynolds. So I guess we'll see as time goes on. But next May is when this film, I want to say it's May 1st, 2026, but I could be wrong. And then the next movie comes out in 2027, which is going to be part two to that film.
Okay.
Secret Wars. So we'll see. And they're both being done by the Russo brothers who did Endgame and Infinity War.
Okay.
So I'm really excited about that. There was also another post we put out that was, how well do you know Walt Disney World?
Oh, yeah.
Which is really cool. It's kind of like a little trivia thing.
Yes.
That, of course, I went through and I knew most of it.
Of course.
Of course, and I'm a geek like that.
Well, it's kind of our job to know.
That it is, also. Michelle put out a blog on, I guess it would have been Thursday evening, about the parade cavalcade for the Disney Dreamers Academy.
Yes.
And is that where your interview is posted also on that
No, I posted it separate. Actually, okay. I went did a live feed of the parade, which was just a small, short little stint before
3 minutes long or so.
Before Festival of Fantasy.
And I actually had that on YouTube also, the full video. So if you want to go out there and see, or if you know any of the kids who were in it, go out there and see if you can see them.
Yes, absolutely.
This past weekend, Seasons of the Force debuted at Disneyland, or started this.
It
began at Disneyland, so that's the Star Wars festival, correct?
Yes.
So what is out there? H2O Glow Nights were announced.
Yes, they
were. This year. We've been to those, but only on a media. We've never gone on our own.
No, because it's expensive.
We don't do water parks, though.
No, I'm a germaphobe. I mean, I'll go if I'm invited to cover, but, right. like, for myself, I'm just too... I don't know. I'm just a germaphobe. I don't know.
We also put out a blog about Central Shops, Walt Disney World.
Yes.
I believe you put that out. And that just... Those are the people who actually make everything you see in the parks, correct?
Yes.
So, and that's backstage. We've actually been in the building.
We have. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool, actually. So, May the 4th merchandise came out.
Yes.
For Star Wars. May the 4th is the biggest Star Wars holiday every year. And yeah. It's coming very soon. You put out another blog about the... It's an older blog of ours, but you redid it for Orange Bird's history. Because a lot of people are always wondering about Orange Bird.
Yeah. So I thought it would be good. So on our site, we have a lot of informational blogs and, you know, history blogs. Just kind of like little tidbits and information. And I thought resharing the Orange Bird one was a good idea because Orange Bird is like everywhere right now.
Everywhere.
Because of Flower and Garden.
Yes. Yeah, and he's got a great history, actually, that dates back before Walt Disney World.
Yeah, so if you want to know the history of the Orange Bird, go to our site and you can read all about it. It was an article that Corey researched, so it's a good one.
And I will have the link in the show notes again, so you can just click on that and go read it. And then the last news of that had come out before this was Lilo's Stitch merchandise dropped, or is coming. I can't remember if it said it was coming or put it out yesterday, I think.
Did we?
Yeah. You put it out. I didn't put it out. But it was Lilo and Stitch merchandise, I'm guessing, for the new film.
Maybe yeah, because they have, like I was saying last week, they've already moved on from Snow White, and like there's a ton of Stitch merchandise in the park. Now, somebody made a comment, which, if you don't live here, you don't know that. So they're like, oh, no, they've always had big Stitch sections. No, they haven't. They've had a lot of Stitch merchandise, not the whole front of World of Disney.
Yeah, that is usually saved for Halloween,
yep.
Christmas, summer, the 20, whatever the year is, merchandise that comes out.
Yes.
It's never, the Stitch has always had a place. He always has a big place in the stores and such, but right now it's huge because of the film.
Yes, and all the merchandise that has come out for the new Stitch merchandise is really, really cute. I see a lot of things that I would love to have. But yeah, so new Stitch stuff. And I wonder if more will come out as the movie gets closer or if this
I'm
is
sure.
it.
No, I would guess there'd be more.
Because there's brand new merchandise. It's stuff that they haven't had before. So I guess we'll see.
Good. And there's obviously demand for it.
Sure. But people are actually excited about this one.
This film, this film is getting a lot more hype. Not even released yet. This film has more hype, I think, positive than Snow White has.
Yeah, all you're reading about Snow White right now is how bad it did, how it's got like the lowest point score of like a movie in I don't know how long. It's just a hot mess.
I saw that the director's son came out and said that he's blaming it all on Rachel Zegler.
Yes.
And the things she said in the media.
And he had a point because like you can't blame one person for a total bomb. However,
no.
His whole point was that she ran her mouth, not considering the millions of dollars Disney put in for this theater, or the people that worked on it behind the scenes, actors. Like this was a group project, girlfriend. It wasn't just your movie.
And even sometimes I think the actors forget that. Yes, there's big stars of these films who are making lots and lots of money, directors who are making lots and lots of money, but there's also the smaller roles.
The smaller parts,
the people
crew.
Who are doing the catering for the
yes.
crew. The people who are lighting, the guys holding the cameras, the sound effects people who do that all afterwards, all the editing and such, but then it even comes down to the people working in the theaters.
Well, yeah, his whole point was there's hundreds of people that this would affect their bottom line, and it was kind of selfish of her. And, you know, people were arguing, of course, like people do.
Of course they were.
But I do see where he's coming from. And people are just like, oh, he's only saying that because he's a producer's kid or whatever. You know.
But it makes sense.
But facts are facts.
Yeah.
I mean, what a disappointment. Can you imagine if you you were going to be in a Disney blockbuster or you're working on, even if you're on set, even if you're holding lights, even if you're whatever.
And basically redoing the original movie that started this company.
Well, allegedly.
Yeah.
It's not the same. But how disappointing when you put your heart and soul into all this and it flaps at the box office.
Yeah.
And people are hating on it. And you know what's, I think what finally broke this guy's, like, patience was Rachel Zegler put a picture of herself in a little short video of her cackling and laughing in the movie theater. Like, haha, I'm still great or whatever. You know? And he's like, shut up. And
just stop.
Just stop already. And, you know, she was not my favorite before. She's definitely not my favorite now.
You know
now.
What? I think had her, not the negativity that followed what she said, and it wasn't just her. Peter Dinklage said a lot of negative also that kind of gave the put the movie in a bad light.
Yeah, about the dwarves, yep.
However, the movie is not that bad. So this backlash, but this backlash is because of what they've said. The reason that a lot of people have gone and seen it is because of that, not because of any other reason that I know of. I mean, the movie is not, I've seen a lot worse movies that got a lot, that did a lot better at the box office.
Yeah, but the ratings on this movie are in the toilet, and I just think it was all, it was a, excuse me, a storm that kept brewing and brewing and brewing until it turned into like a hurricane.
It makes you wonder though, so like this case, you know Disney could not have been happy when she was going off on her social media.
Oh God, no.
They could, because if we're spending, as a company, if you're spending hundreds of millions of dollars, which is what they're doing, and they need to recoup that, and they want to make a profit off of that.
Well, that's the whole idea, you know.
Yeah, and then somebody like her comes out and says what she wants to say.
They are not anywhere near breaking even.
No, they're not even close to it. So hopefully Stitch will
redeem
it. It will hit its numbers, it will double its money, and it will make enough money to make up for the Snow White loss. But I guess only time will tell. But so far everybody is excited about Stitch. I'm not even a Stitch fan. And the movie does look bad.
It looks so cute. I can't wait. Yeah, I can't wait. So we're going to go that. Andrew asked me about that last week, too. He's like, when's that coming out again?
I'm waiting for Thunderbolts.
See, I don't care about that one. Already, it does look funny, though.
Yeah, I'm already down on Thunderbolts path.
So you're like Snow White is way in your rear room.
Well, if you think about it, do I ever get excited about a Disney movie?
You don't get excited about much.
No, it's Marvel.
Unless it's Marvel.
Marvel or Mandalorian.
Yes.
I'm excited to see the Mandalorian Grogu film. See Grogu on the big screen.
I just want to see the baby.
That's all.
That's it. Just give me a whole 2 hours of the baby making little noises.
Just have him sit there and playing with that little metal ball
playing
thing.
Playing and making his little like baby noises and
slipping
looking
a
all
frog every
cute.
Now and, then.
And oh my gosh. Yeah, I'd sit and watch that.
You'd sit and watch cows all day.
I would sit and watch cows all day too.
She has if you haven't heard, Michelle has an obsession with these cows that are right by our house. She loves to see them every day.
They're Disney cows.
They're Disney cows. She loves to go back and see them. Yesterday she got to see them running. And
yes. Here's the thing. Okay, big sidebar about the cows.
Yes.
So a lot of people know that I'm a picky eater.
Yes.
And for years I gave up. I haven't eaten pork in probably 25 years, I want to say.
Never since we've been together.
No. And beef was a no. Then it was yeah. And then it went back to no. And a big reason for that, which I was cutting back anyway.
Yeah.
But we were in McDonald's drive-thru by our old house, and it's before when they had a cow pasture
right across the street.
They had cows. There's cows all over in Florida, by the way. They just occupy land.
There's more cattle in Florida, they say, than in Texas.
And they're everywhere. Yeah. And they're not, I mean, they're just grazing, you know, doing their thing. Well, there was a mama cow and a baby cow, and they were running and playing together. And I'm like, I will never eat beef again.
It's really bad marketing for McDonald's to be sitting there as you're sitting in the drive-thru and you look across the street and you see cows.
Right. I was in the drive-thru. I had tears in my eyes.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. I know last time me and you went to California, we went to In-N-Out Burger, and you were going to have it because In-N-Out's good, and you couldn't even eat. You took like 2 bites and you couldn't eat anymore.
No.
You didn't feel good.
It didn't taste good anymore.
Yeah.
And I was just going to have it just because, and I hadn't had it in so long.
Right.
And once you stop eating something, you can't eat it anymore.
Right, you lose the taste for it anymore.
And it tastes terrible. I think I took, what, 2 bites?
Something like that, and then I finished it.
And the bites I took were mostly bun, truth be told, because I felt guilty. And
right.
I just gave you my burger.
I know.
The fries were good.
Yeah, that's why I gave you some of my fries and I took your burger.
That's right. So, but yeah, the Disney cows by our house, I've talked about it on Daydream Believing podcast. There's a piece of land that Disney owns, and they have 2 mama cows and 2 baby cows, and I love them.
Yesterday they came running, though. The rain passed, and we had to go out for a minute, and we drove past, and they were running back to where their watering area is.
Oh, my God. Baby cows running in the field. Instant serotonin boost.
It was kind of cool to see it.
They're adorable. All right, anyway.
Okay, I have a question for you this week.
Oh.
I did come up with one.
Okay.
So yesterday we watched Pirates almost all day yesterday. It was
a Pirates Marathon.
Pirates at World's End, the very ending scene where you see the Black Pearl and all the other pirate ships battling the British Navy.
Yeah.
That scene is iconic. Yes. And especially when you see the Flying Dutchman and the Black Pearl, and they're coming up on the side of the British Navy ship, and they just annihilate it. And you see the head guy, the
Lord Beckett.
Lord Beckett walking down the stairs as the steps are blowing away behind him.
That is iconic.
The scene is iconic. There's not very many scenes on film that I just stop and watch. Because it's just, is there any other scenes in film besides that one that you actually... You have to stop whatever you're doing and pay attention to really... So another example for me, while you're thinking about it, another example for me is in Endgame. When you're sitting there and you see Thor, Iron Man, Captain America fighting Thanos, and then all of a sudden, all the other Avengers show up. All the Avengers who were gone in the dusting of the first film, they all reappear. And to see them all come back together and everything with me, that is a scene that I watch it every time I see it, because to me it's just so iconic to bring all that together at one time. Is there a scene like that in another film or a show or anything like that? Every time you see it, you stop what you're doing to pay attention because it just means that much to watch it thoroughly. And it could be animated, it could be live action, whatever.
I don't know.
You don't know anything.
Okay, obviously the boat scene in Tangled. I have to watch that. Why I cry.
That's the one I thought you would say.
Yes, I will always watch that. But Lord Beckett blowing up with the ship is the... The technology they used for that scene.
Amazing.
And he turns, he goes, it was just good business. And he walks down the stairs and boom, boom, boom. And then you see the look on his face and he's poof.
Then he goes fire and the ship explodes. Yeah, it's just, and nothing hits him. Wood is flying everywhere.
Yes.
Cannonballs everywhere. Nothing hits him, which the way they filmed it, I know it's CGI. I get it.
Of course. But it doesn't look it.
It doesn't look it. It just looks absolutely amazing. You see everybody running around him trying to save their lives, running for everything. And he's just walking down the stairs. So he knows, this is it. I'm done.
And how bad he screwed up.
How bad I screwed up. The Pirates won.
Yep.
And it's just such a height. That's, as far as I'm concerned, that could have been the last Pirates movie. They didn't have to make the next two.
Oh, I agree. At World's End is my favorite out of all of them.
Yes. I know you don't like the beginning of it.
No.
But the end of the movie. When I saw that yesterday, I did. I stopped everything we were doing. And it was getting to the point where I had to go pick up Aiden from work. And I didn't want to get up. I wanted to make sure I got to see that whole scene before I left.
I was proofreading my book, and I stopped reading to watch that.
Yeah.
Because it's like that. I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but I know there are scenes like that, but I'm going to agree with you that I will always stop and watch that scene because it was just so cool.
It is.
And in the meaning behind that scene.
Yes.
Like, this is what happens when you're greedy and evil and underhanded, like you're trying to get ahead and you screw people over.
Everybody, even Davy Jones, who was considered a bad guy, he screwed over Davy Jones. I mean, it's like,
like the look on his face, and when he says it was just good business, he's telling himself that was the philosophy he went with the whole time.
Right.
But look what happened because of what I did.
Yep.
Yep.
So, that scene would live. Forever
is
one of the best.
At World's End, people, go watch it.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, which I hope most of you have if you're listening to this, At World's End movie is just, it's a fantastic Pirates film.
They could have ended it there.
They could have. They did not have to go on with the next one.
On Stranger Tides, I thought was lame. Dead Men Tell No Tales was better than Stranger Tides, but...
I like the villain in Dead Men Tell No Tales. I thought he was a better villain.
Yes.
Than we
had.
Oh,
yes.
He was great at playing that role.
Yes.
So I guess that's all I have. So I'm just going to quickly mention our sponsors. So as we already said earlier on this, you know what? I just realized I didn't mention the Universal news that came out. So
oh,
I skipped over.
Did we have some?
I had two things for Universal. So I'm going to do that. Sorry about that. I completely forgot. So Terra Luna opened.
Yes. The other hotel.
The other hotel. It's like the one I went. I was at Stella Nova's opening. This one they didn't have a media type thing for me to go to. But this hotel is now open. It's an exact duplicate of the one I was at. But if you would like to stay at that hotel or anything at Universal, you can also reach our friends at MAI Mouse Fan Travel. They can help you with that. Another thing is Epic Universe is opening May 22nd, and they released a package of different upgrades you can get for the park.
Yep.
Either it's a lightning or
lightning lane.
They're lightning. Version
Express
of that.
Pass.
Express Pass out there.
Yes.
They also have different photo type things. They're even got their own version of Bippity Boppity Boutique,
but
it's
monsters.
For monsters. So you can get painted up, makeup and such to look like a Universal monster, which I think is kind of cool. I wouldn't do it because I think it was like $108 to do that.
Is it really?
I thought that's what I read. But if you're into that kind of thing, it's very cool. So Universal is opening Epic Universe May 22nd. And we will be there. We are going to be there May 19th through the 22nd at this great opening they're having. So make sure you guys stay close to your media and our site during that time. We'll be posting pictures, videos, everything out as much as we can to show you guys what the park looks like. We've already kind of got the itinerary for those few days. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes. And Our son is getting to see it before we will.
Yes, his friend works there, so she's going to be able, but we're not allowed to share any of the information.
Because we're
going to put his friend in jeopardy of us sharing the information because it's not supposed to be out through media sources.
He's so excited. And you know what? I am thrilled for him because he loves roller coasters. He knows stuff about roller coasters. He knows the technology. He's such a sponge. He watches stuff or reads something and it sticks. So he knows all of this stuff. So he's totally excited, and I'm glad he gets to go for free.
Yeah, because we didn't know when we'd be able to afford to take him.
No, it's not cheap.
So it's not cheap to go there. So, but we will be there for the media event up until the opening, and then we'll be there for the opening day as well.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. Also, right before that media event, we do have the media event in Disneyland that we'll be out there for the 70th anniversary of Disneyland. So the actual 70th is July 17th.
Mm-hmm.
But we're actually going to be there in middle of May, right before the Epic Universe event, for that media event out there to talk about everything that's coming for the 70th out there.
Yes.
So, guys, it's going to be a busy 10 days or so, because then when we get back from Epic, then all the new stuff's opening at the studios. So it's going to be a very busy May for us.
May is going to, I'm tired just thinking about it. It's going to be crazy. But, you know, if you watch our socials and keep up with us, we will have all the scoop for you.
Yes.
You won't have to wonder what's going on or what's anything's about because, you know, we work our butts off to make sure you get all of the info. And we're going to do, as tiring as it's going to be, we're going to do a great job.
Yes, we're going to have fun with it. And then in April, about 2 weeks from now, we actually have another media event that we're going to be seeing information about the Disney Destiny.
Yes, the new ship that comes out later this year.
Yes, so we're going to be staying there, putting us at the Contemporary for 2 days.
Yep.
One of the days they're taking us to Port Canaveral. We're going to be going on the Wish. I guess they're going to change some of the things on the Wish to make it look like what the Destiny is going to look like, kind of a sneak preview.
It's almost like going to be like a seminar on the ship to learn about the new one.
Yes, while it's in port before it sails on its next sailing. So make sure you guys, Michelle, I'm sure we'll put out more information as it gets closer to let you know those days, but we will be having all that information come to you in April.
Yes, and I implore you, follow our social media, please. Facebook, Instagram, X, over on the TikTok, YouTube, all of that, because I work really hard every day of my life to put content out there. And when the algorithms don't show anybody, it makes me so sad. So make me happy. Go follow our socials, share our stuff, because just know that I work from the time I open my eyes until I close them. And
all we ask is for the support of you guys watching it.
Watch it, share it, whatever.
Yeah, so if you guys can share it, like it,
Give us a little smiley face on the comment.
It means a lot to us, actually. Also, Lost Princess Apparel is the same way. If you guys can make sure you follow that. And if you have friends who love leggings and skirts and skorts and dresses and all that fun stuff that the ladies like to wear, please go follow Lost Princess Apparel. We are actually going to be doing another pre-order here shortly. Our current pre-order of leggings and skorts is in transit to us. We're just waiting on FedEx to get it to us. And once it gets, we will ship that out. But we're going to be starting another pre-order probably tonight of new leggings that will be coming out end of May, early June. So you guys are going to want to make sure you jump on that because these ones are great.
And they also coincide with some of the things that are coming to Walt Disney
they
World.
Do. We planned and Disneyland.
And Disneyland.
We planned it that way specifically.
And Disneyland.
Yes.
So just as a hint, think of everything we talked about today and bam, leggings.
Bam. Just want to mention again, I didn't get to, MEI Mouse Fan Travel, our official travel sponsor of the Main Street Mouse. They will help you plan your perfect vacation. Go to our website, you see any of their banners, click on it, fill out a small information form, and one of their travel advisors will get back to you, and they will help you plan the perfect trip, whether it's Universal, Disney, Royal Caribbean, whatever you're going to do, they will help you with it. Kingdom Strollers, our official scooter and stroller sponsor of the Main Street Mouse. They are here locally in Orlando, and they will deliver your scooter stroller that you rent directly to wherever you're staying, and they will pick it up for you, no extra charges, and they work with us. They've been around with us since day one. Just let them know you heard about them from the Main Street Mouse so that they know where the traffic is coming from. That's all I have to say, so I'm going to let Michelle close out our show.
Okay, well, I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I hope that when we listen to this back, you're going to hear all the background noise and still hear us pretty well. Doing these on-location shows is a lot of fun. You'll have to tune in next week to see where we are because we don't even know yet. It's going to be like game time decision.
And it depends if it rains.
We might be back in our office. Who knows? So we are signing off from Disney's beautiful Riviera Resort. And until next time, have a wonderful, fantastic, amazing, magical week ahead, and we'll see you real soon.
Our trip around the Magic Kingdom is almost complete. I can't thank you enough for spending part of your day with me. And I hope you've enjoyed your journey. much as I've appreciated being a part of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please gather your belongings, watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
On behalf of our entire flight crew, thanks for soaring with us.
Now I will raise the safety bar, and a ghost will follow you home.
Some imagination, huh?